Another cup of Maxwell House coffee, George?
Sure. Pour me a cup, Gracie.
You know, Maxwell House is always good to the last drop.
And that drop's good, too.
Yes, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time, starring George Burns and Gracie Allen. With yours truly, Toby Reed, B. Benadera, Dora Singleton, Don Bender, Tommy Bernard, Harry Lubin, the Maxwell House Orchestra, and Bill Goodwin.
For America's Thursday night comedy enjoyment, it's George and Gracie. And for America's everyday coffee drinking enjoyment, it's Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Well, today is quite a special occasion in the Burns home. It's George and Gracie's 15th wedding anniversary. And just to make sure that George doesn't forget it, Gracie begins dropping hints the minute he comes down to breakfast.
Good morning, Gracie.
Good morning, dear. Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed.
You seem happy this morning.
Well, I'm always happy on special occasions like birthdays and holidays.
Say, that's right. Today is a special occasion.
Oh, you remember?
Of course. Happy Armistice Day.
Is this Armistice Day?
Yeah, this is the day the Kaiser surrendered Germany.
Oh, George.
Yeah?
This is the day my mother surrendered something, too.
She let the cops take your old man, huh?
That wasn't what I meant. Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. Da, da. If that song reminds you of anything, stop the music.
Okay.
Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed.
Stop the music.
Yes?
It reminds me of Al Jolson.
George, let's play a little game. I want to see if you can guess a certain number.
Okay.
Now, it's fun, George. Mm. I used to play with my brother Willie. Now, add the number of Willie's fingers to the number of toes he has in one foot, and what do you get?
16.
Oh, that's silly. He's got 10 fingers, and you do get 16 too. Well, subtract his head, and what do you get?
14.
No. Let's go back to stop the music.
Gracie, it's a little early in the morning for music and games. Besides, I have to hurry to the bank. Now, how about some breakfast?
Yes, dear. I have it already.
Good. I could eat a horse.
Oh, I wish you'd spoken sooner. I fried bacon.
I'll settle for bacon.
Here it is. Notice the way I have it arranged on your plate?
Yes, it's twisted around to form the number 15.
Mm-hmm. Does that mean anything to you?
Yeah, you fried it too limp. After this, fry it crisp and make it an 11. Mm-hmm. See?
Yes.
Or 111. 3 pieces.
Or 2 ones.
Yes.
Speaking of food, George, remember that cook we had named Annie O'Toole? The one who was always making up verses?
Yeah.
Her name should have been Anniversary.
Anniversary?
This is too much.
I'll see you later.
George, do you mean to say you knew all along it was your wedding anniversary?
Well, sure, Toby.
And you deliberately ignored Gracie's hints?
I had to. I want to surprise her. That's why I'm here at the bank. I'm going to draw out $100 and spend it all on Gracie.
You better draw out $100 and 10 cents.
What's the 10 cents for?
Smelling salts to revive her.
You're studying to be another Bill Goodwin.
George, what are you going to buy for Gracie?
Oh, something real fancy, Toby, like one of those black lace, whatchamacallits. And then, as an extra treat, I'll take it to Ciro's and...
Excuse me, George, you're next at the teller's window.
Oh, yeah. I'd like to draw $100 out of my savings account, please.
Yes, sir.
Do you want to see some identification?
Oh, that won't be necessary. I know you're George Burns.
Well, I'm drawing out $100 to spend on my wife.
You are?
Yes.
I'd better see some identification.
I admit that this is pretty unusual, but today is our 15th wedding anniversary, and so I'm going to splurge and get us some fancy, you know, understuff.
Oh, lingerie.
Yeah, some of those real expensive steppings. Teddy bears. Or a chemise.
Oh, Mr. Burns, women haven't worn those for years. They went out with the Charleston.
The Charleston is out? Gee, what'll I do with Ciro's tonight?
Well, you'd better take some woman with you when you buy your wife's present.
I guess that would be a good idea. You seem to know what's right. I don't suppose...
Oh, I'd be glad to help you, Mr. Burns. I'm off for lunch in 10 minutes.
Oh, swell. And I wonder if you'd be kind enough to keep the package until this evening. In that way, I can really surprise her.
Why, certainly. Where shall we meet?
In Vandalip's department store at the lingerie counter. And please, don't feel embarrassed about this. After all, I probably look like your father.
Why, Mr. Burns, don't let me hear you say that.
No?
No, and don't let my father hear you say it either.
See you in 10 minutes.
Come in. Oh, hello, Mrs. Vandalip.
Hello, Mrs. Burns. I'm afraid I have some bad news.
Really? What is it?
My husband just telephoned me. He's the proprietor of Vandalip's department store.
Well, that's not such bad news.
Now, I haven't come to it yet. It's my husband's habit to wander through the various departments observing the customers. Well, prepare yourself for a shock.
All right.
About 10 minutes ago, he happened to be walking about in ladies' lingerie.
Oh, that is shocking.
Oh, no, please let me finish. He observed your husband in ladies' lingerie.
Judge, too? Why, that silly man, he'll freeze.
Your husband was not wearing the lingerie. He was holding it up, looking at it.
Oh, my goodness. He will freeze.
Mrs. Burns, please let me get to the point. Your husband was fully clothed. He purchased the lingerie for a very young, very attractive, very seductive young lady.
Oh, I hope he knows my size.
Not you, my dear. The young lady who was with him.
You mean George was buying lingerie for another woman?
Precisely.
Oh, that beast. And on our anniversary, too.
Oh, this is your anniversary? Which one?
Our 15th.
Where? No wonder your husband is commencing to stray. He has reached the dangerous age.
The dangerous age? What's that?
Well, after a man has been married 15 years, he begins to hunger for things not found at home. The grass begins to look greener in other fields.
But George never eats grass.
You still don't understand. There is another woman in your husband's life. She forms the well-known triangle.
And with a shape like that, he likes her?
Mrs. Burns...
Oh, I can't believe Judge would do a thing like that. Oh, excuse me, Mrs. Vandalip. Hello? Yes? Who? Tell Mr. Burns what? Okay, I'll tell him. Well, you were right. George has a date tonight with that three-cornered woman.
He has?
Yes. That was the head waiter at Ciro's. He said tell Mr. Burns his table for two had been reserved and his champagne would be ready.
And he never does that for you?
Oh, I'll say he doesn't. For her, champagne at Ciro's. For me, root beer at Rexall. One glass with two straws. And he pinches mine shut. How can George do this to me? I've been a good wife. The meals are cooked. The clothes are washed. The floors are scrubbed. And I always compliment him when he gets through.
Yes. Well, Oh, here's your philandering husband now.
Really?
Yes. The old rake is on the front porch.
Well, I hope he trips over it.
I'll slip out the back way. Good luck.
Hello, Gracie. What's new?
That lingerie you bought at Vandalip's department store.
You know about it?
Yes, and that table for two at Zero's tonight.
Oh, darn it, I didn't want you to find out.
Oh, George, why are you doing it?
Well, it's time to have a little fling. I haven't done anything like this for 15 years.
What do you plan to do after you leave Zero's tonight?
Oh, thought we'd drive through the park and neck.
Oh, George, you couldn't.
You'd be surprised.
Well, what will you do after that?
Oh, we'll come back here and snuggle under the van in front of the fire. You can rub my back.
Won't it be a little crowded?
Oh, it's a big divan.
Oh, tell me, George, will this be the last fling?
No, I thought we'd do it again Christmas.
Oh, I can't listen to any more. Goodbye, George.
Poor kid. She's so happy, she's crying.
He brazenly admitted the whole thing, Mrs. Vandalip.
Oh, you poor dear child. What will you do?
Well, I'll make George feel sorry for me so he'll give up the other woman and come back to me.
Well, that might work.
Oh, sure. I'll take a gun and blow my brains out. Then we'll make up.
But, Mrs. Burns, you can't live without... Yes, I guess you can. However, I advise against such drastic measures.
Oh, but I've got to do something. Mrs. Vandalip, what did you do when your husband reached the dangerous age?
Well, I didn't have this problem. You see, by the time we reached our 15th anniversary, we had a 12-year-old child. A child usually keeps the husband from straying.
You mean if we had a 12-year-old child, George would stay home?
Very likely.
Oh, well, then we'll have one. I'll say to George that 12 years ago we had a child and I forgot to tell him. Then I'll hire a child actor to play the part.
Mrs. Burns, your plan is implausible, impractical, completely devoid of credibility, and can lead only to catastrophe.
Well, sure, it'll work like a charm. See you later.
But nobody's doing it now. But back about 25 years ago, the dance floors were crowded with folks doing the Charleston. And everywhere you went, people were humming and singing, "Yes, We Have No Bananas" or "Barney Google." Another great American song hit came out about this same time. Irving Berlin wrote it. And popular as it is, I wonder if you can name this grand song when we play just the mellow harmony. Here's a further hint. Listen while we add this rich counter melody. We come closer to the full beauty of the song by blending in this vigorous rhythm. You know it yet? Well, you'll spot it instantly when we blend in the final musical part, the fine full-bodied melody. Why, certainly, Irving Berlin's delightful hit, "A Pretty Girl Is Like a Melody." You can see, friends, how the American songs we all love and enjoy skillfully combine not one, but many fine musical parts. Well, it takes the same skill in blending to bring you the favorite brand of coffee in all America, Maxwell House Coffee. No other coffee brings you that mellow, satisfying, good-to-the-last-drop flavor. No coffee but Maxwell House. To create it, our Maxwell House experts must combine not one, but many superb varieties of Highland-grown Latin American coffees. With traditional skill, they select Manizales for mellowness. For richness, they add Medellins. For vigor, they add other choice coffees. And for fine full body, they add Bucaramangas. All blended into one great coffee, which comes to you with every bit of its wonderful flavor and goodness intact. Because Maxwell House is vacuum-packed, truly roaster fresh. And because you folks on the West Coast really know and enjoy coffee at its best, Maxwell House is blended and roasted for you right here on the West Coast to satisfy your critical taste. So why settle for anything but the very best in coffee drinking pleasure? Tomorrow, enjoy the extra flavor of America's favorite brand of coffee, Maxwell House. Always good to the last drop.
Come in.
How do you do? Are you Mrs. George Burns?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and you must be the children I ordered from Mrs. Dingle's School of the Drama.
That's right. I'm Arthur Bradley.
And I'm Marilyn March. Well, I hope you can handle the job I want you for. It'll take some very good acting.
We'll do our best, Mrs. Burns. We're both studying hard to be thespians.
Oh, well, now that's a smart idea. If you can't be actors, you've got another trade to fall back on.
But actors are thespians.
Oh, really? It's a small world, isn't it?
What's the job that we're supposed to do?
Oh, I want you to be my husband's children.
You want me to be his son?
And me his daughter?
Yes. The other way around might not be convincing. You see, I hired both of you because I don't know whether my husband would prefer a son or a daughter. So one of you will hide in the closet and one in the den.
And whichever door he opens, that one steps out.
That's right. Step out and say, "Hello, Daddy." Say it clearly and distinctly.
Oh, don't worry. We have trained voices. Listen to this. How now, brown cow?
I think "Hello, Daddy" would make a better...
Well, this is a very unusual job, Mrs. Burns. Would you mind telling us why you want us to do it?
Oh, well, you're too young to understand. I'm trying to hold our home together because my husband has reached the dangerous age.
Oh, you mean he's at the stage of masculine development when the urge for emotional stimulus overbalances normal discretion.
Oh, I knew you were too young to understand. just be his children and don't ask questions.
Gee, will he believe that I'm his daughter? I probably don't look a bit like him.
Well, I don't look like him either, and he believes that I'm his wife.
Marilyn's right, Mrs. Burns. It won't be easy to fool your husband. Maybe we better not try.
Oh, you can do it. You see, he's not as smart as I am.
In that case, we'll try it.
Good.
Mrs. Burns, how long do you expect us to carry on this deception?
Oh, not long. As soon as George is convinced that he's your father, you can leave.
What if he won't let us go?
Well, he can't stop you. He's not your father.
You mean he just disappeared?
Well, sure. By the time he gets through looking for you, he'll be past the dangerous age.
Very well, Mrs. Burns.
Now, let's have a rehearsal. Now, well, what do you say when you see him, Arthur?
Hello, Daddy.
And you, Marilyn?
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, my, what wonderful actors. You've already learned your lines.
Oh, nothing that Gary Cooper couldn't have done.
Well, now, you children make yourselves comfortable until we see my husband coming. I'll go make a pot of coffee. That always puts him in a good humor.
Oh, Mrs. Burns, just one question. When your husband asks us where we've been for 12 years, what'll we say?
I think that would be a good place for How Now, Brown Cow.
Mrs. Burns, here comes your husband up the wall.
Oh, all right. Quickly, into the den, Marilyn. Yeah, and you, Arthur, here in this closet.
Okay.
Oh, I hope being a father will keep George at home. Hello, darling. Where have you been?
The cigar store.
Oh, I'm glad you got some cigars. They'll come in handy. Now, sit down and drink this nice hot cup of Maxwell House coffee while I tell you something.
Okay. What is it?
You're a father.
What?
You're a father. Well, don't just sit there. Offer me a cigar.
Gracie, are you trying to tell me that we have a baby?
Oh, of course not.
Oh.
We have a 12-year-old child.
A 12-year-old child?
Yes, yeah. Remember 12 years ago when you went on a vaudeville tour and I couldn't go because I had the flu?
Yeah.
Well, since I was in bed anyhow, I decided to have a baby.
Now, wait a minute. If we had a child 12 years ago, why didn't you tell me?
I just did.
Why didn't you tell me sooner?
Oh, I forgot about it. You know how little things can slip a woman's mind?
You call that a little thing?
It was when it was born.
Now, Gracie...
Yeah, there's someone at the front door.
I'll get it. I need a breath of fresh air.
Hi, George.
Hello, Bill.
George, you're white as a sheet. And you're trembling and glassy-eyed. Gee, you look like a zombie. I hardly recognized you.
Really?
Yeah, it's a great improvement.
Bill, I've just been through a terrific emotional experience.
What's that?
Well, I was sitting down drinking a cup of Maxwell House coffee when suddenly Gracie told me we had a child. Can you imagine the sensation I felt?
Oh, well, sure, you know, it's always a sensation to drink Maxwell House coffee. It's so rich, so mellow, so good to the last drop. No wonder you enjoyed it.
Bill, what about my child?
Oh, well, someday he'll drink Maxwell House, too. Because the fine quality of Maxwell House will never change. It'll always be America's number one preferred brand of coffee.
Bill, I don't think you even heard what I said when you came in.
Well, yes, I did, George. I remember every word. You said that you were sitting down, drinking a cup of Maxwell House coffee, when... What came after that?
Gracie told me we had a child. Can you imagine the sensation I felt?
Oh, sure. It's always a sensation to drink Maxwell House coffee.
I'll go back to that again. Yeah.
It's a superb blend of choice Latin American coffees, radiant, roasted to flavor perfection.
All right, forget the child. It can't be true anyway. Gracie said she had a baby 12 years ago and didn't tell me about it.
Well, that's possible.
Bill, to do a thing like that, a woman would have to be as crazy as...
Yeah, I see what you mean.
Sure. Now just think, George, you'll be able to see that little child take its first step. Speak its first words.
At 12?
Like father, like son. By the way, is it a son or a daughter?
Gracie didn't say.
Well, come on, let's ask her.
Oh, Bill, the whole thing is fantastic. Even Gracie couldn't
do it. Hi, Gracie.
Oh, hello, Bill.
George tells me he's the father of a 12-year-old child. Is it a boy or girl?
Which would you like, George?
I have a choice?
Well, which would you have preferred 12 years ago?
A boy.
In that case, open the closet.
Our son is in the closet? What's he doing in there?
He's being punished for running away 12 years ago. That's why you've never seen him. He joined the army.
That's impossible. He was a tiny infant.
Sure, he joined the infantry.
Infantry, I think.
Now, open the closet and meet your son.
You open the closet, Bill. I haven't got the strength.
Okay, George.
Hello, Daddy.
Not me, kid.
Oh, no. This man is your daddy.
Oh, pardon me. Hello, Daddy.
Hey, wait a minute. I've seen this kid in pictures.
You have? Well, isn't that wonderful? He can support you when you're too old and feeble to work.
Yeah, hand him your paycheck, kid.
Now, Bill, get out of here and take Junior with you. You can't be my son. He's an actor.
Well, maybe he takes after Gracie.
Goodbye, comedian.
So long, Daddy. Come on, kid.
Gracie, why do you do these things to me?
I did it to save our home, that's why. To keep you from buying lingerie for that other woman.
What?
You can get things for her, but not for your wife. Last week, I saw a pair of shoes I wanted, and you told me not to buy them.
But, Gracie...
For 2 cents, I'd take them out of my closet and throw them at you.
Honey, if you're talking about the girl at the bank, she helped me pick out the lingerie as an anniversary surprise for you.
I thought you knew all about that.
Oh, a likely story.
Well, I'll call her over and have her explain.
I won't listen to her. Anything that hussy says will go in one ear and out the other. I might as well have a hole in my head.
Might as well, she says. I'll call her anyhow.
Of course it's true, Mrs. Burns. Here's the lingerie wrapped as a gift with your name on it.
See, Gracie?
I only went with your husband to keep him from making a mistake. He wanted to buy you a chemise.
Oh, that would have been a mistake. We have no room for a pet.
Well, anyway, Gracie, you owe Miss Emery an apology.
Oh, well, I apologize, Miss Emery. I thought you were trying to steal my husband.
Oh, I assure you I would never do that.
Well, don't smile. Any woman would steal a man as handsome as George.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
Now, it's nothing to snicker about. Just look at that physique.
I am looking at it.
Now, stop that! Have you ever seen shoulders like that?
No, I never have.
Neither have I. He's terribly strong.
Girl.
Yes, he is.
He is. He's loaded with sex
appeal. Okay, break it up. Break it up. Break it up. All right, that's enough now. This day has been too much for me. I'm going in the den and get some rest.
Hello, Daddy.
Oh, no.
George and Gracie will return in just a moment. Join us again next Thursday when we'll all be back. George Burns, Gracie Allen, Bill Goodwin, Harry Lubin, the Maxwell House Orchestra, and yours truly, Toby Reed. And now, here are our stars.
Happy anniversary, Gracie.
Oh, same to you, George. And thanks for the lingerie. It's beautiful.
Did you enjoy dancing at Cyril?
Oh, yes. What was that dance you did?
Well, I found out that Charleston was old-fashioned, so I did some up-to-date stuff. That was the varsity drag. Did you like it?
Oh, yes. But next time, try a little more varsity and a little less drag.